This is Davinston.
We are back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us last part of the show. So we really didn't get into it, but it's kind of sad if Jane is gone, isn't it?
I am sad. I'm always sad when, like, something looked like it had promise goes away.
Could be for now.
Yeah. I mean, I could get sold again. But
yeah, it could be sold
again. I just don't believe that she really wants to work it out.
I don't know.
She's gone too long.
But I don't understand. She didn't ask for money.
Yeah, when you got sold, there was no money talk. There was all...
Well, I mean, she'd been constantly asking for money.
There was just bullshit.
But there was no money. There was no talk of money in that
Well,
segment.
I told her we need to work on our relationship first.
Yeah, and I guess that after you brought up the whippets and prostitute, they weren't really interested in working on that.
Think that drove them away?
I don't know.
It's always hard with that. And you never know what's too much with them.
I usually don't bring up whippets until, like, at least the second date.
You know, I had to Google what a whippet was. I wasn't exactly sure.
Did you think it was Devo?
No. Like, I thought it was, like, inhaling, like, a cheese whiz thing, but I wasn't 100%.
No, it's the little CO2 canisters.
Yes, but I was not sure.
Correct that, whip it.
All right, so let's do... Not that.
Now we're stuck. You say thank you for the earworm.
Earworm.
Yeah, that's when somebody does a song and sings a song at you or says the lyrics to a song, and now the song's in your head and it won't go away.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. All right. Give me some category for Scambusters.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going back to some tried and true things that have worked for us.
Sorry. I forgot to announce the music on the break. I apologize.
You need a logo.
On the break, new music from Shrink Reloaded and Phil Giava featuring Branko with WWBW. You can learn more about them at khb-music.com.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. So I think that we're going to, of course, do Mr. Devin. We're not going to do Mr. Davin. That's going to be a category.
No, we should. Mr. Davin should be done.
I leave that to Mrs. Davin. And then the second one is going to be Idiot. And the third one is going to be Fuck You.
Now, we're going to start off with Mr. Davin, correct?
Yes.
All right, going to go with five of those.
Five Mr. Davins.
Now, Idiot, does it stands alone? Or is it
Idiot? The Idiot stands alone.
Like Joe in his apartment.
It does not just be
house.
Idiot. It could be fucking Idiot. It could be Idiot Mel Santos.
Oh, it can be.
Yeah, it could be any kind of...
Just, all right. Just can't be plural idiots. Can't be idiots.
Idiot, but idiot like idiot Melvin Santos?
Yeah.
All right, let me go for seven of those.
Seven.
Ooh,
idiots.
Oh,
I saw what you did with the joke.
Seven idiots.
All right, what was the last one?
Fuck you.
Well,
no, wait, and that's a category.
I'll use that right now to him over there. But
doesn't count if you use it.
I'm going to go with eight of those.
Wow, eight fuck yous. Right. Okay. I'm going to say seven Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with four idiots and five fuck yous. Now, Joe's girl says...
Hey, Joe's girl.
Three Mr. Davins.
I didn't know Joe's girl was there.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe's girl.
Two idiots. Yeah, she was looking at us. And two fuck yous.
No, I'm not a Facebook friend. She's going to be looking at me.
No, I meant she was looking at me and Joe.
Okay.
Two idiots.
Right one.
And Tom is otherwise entertained. He's probably petting Bella.
The baby puppy.
Yes.
Very good. All right. So when we last left off, Anne was having conversations with... Jennifer.
Yes.
Parker Green's daughter. So we will continue. This is May 4th.
I'm hearing music or sounds or something.
Yeah, it's a Scambusters music.
Oh, I didn't realize it was still running. Sorry.
I have it running underneath. Because it's almost a 5-minute song, so it doesn't get its full thing.
Oh, okay. You're giving
Maybe I'll play it on a break one day.
You're giving it its due.
I am giving it its due. Joe worked hard a long time ago for that. I'm afraid of no scam. All right. So this is May 4th. This is a conversation between Anne. Yeah. Thank you, Joe, for agreeing.
That's the date. Yeah.
You're a keyboardist, not a singer.
I never claimed I was.
And nobody else claimed you were either.
I know.
Something liberals and conservatives can agree on.
I haven't heard that in a while. That was funny.
Yeah, well, we don't usually isolate it just for yeah. Things Joe says when a woman's nagging.
For 300.
Yes. May 4th. Conversation between Anne and Parker Green. Anne says, I have no interest in funds and gold bars. Obviously, she's talking about Miller.
Yeah.
This is all scam. Parker says, okay. Busting makes me feel good.
never claimed I was a singer.
Well, while we're paused, Trucker Tom says to Mr. Davins, no, idiots, and one fuck you.
No, all right. Ann goes, I will block all of you out. Bye. All right, Joe, I've had enough. Stop fucking
I insisted.
Like you didn't. Parker goes, take care. Please, do not contact my daughter again before you contaminate her. Ann goes, I will not send any shit money. Have to be what we call
I will not what any shit money?
Send any shit money. Yeah, just take it a dump. Here's a 20. Yeah. I'm going to put this in an envelope. Buy your gold bars with this. Here's your tax clearance.
There's a deuce and a dollar.
Deuce and a dollar. That would
deuce,
be free.
Deuce, a dollar. Deuce, a dollar of day. Never.
Jennifer, this is Anne writes to Jennifer. I will not contact you again. I did delete your dad. Thanks for all. Bye. And then this is a letter from Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba.
That's Anne.
I didn't know he had welcoming music.
Yeah. Does now. I've been at the transfer department of foreign international transfers. They have a department.
Oh, yes.
Right. Desk and everything.
It's right near the Hero Gun Department. You should check it out. The transfer is under process, and they told me that you need stamp duty. Well, I have some shit money, so I can work this out. You're talking to the right gal. It's just $580. I have transfer details here now, and I will be waiting for the payment of the transfer stamp duty. A lot of duty this.
Duty.
The transfer protocol manager told me. Transfer protocol manager. What a bunch of horse shit. They're making things up. They're like 12-year-olds, like making up a game.
Yeah, they're just finding words in a thesaurus and go, let's use that. Yeah.
You ever close in a house? See if the shit they bring up at the closing.
I know.
You gotta write a check to
it. There's a fee for everything.
This makes more fucking sense, to tell you the truth.
To make your eyes glaze over.
Yeah. Are you reading my closing papers?
I am. The transfer protocol told me that the transfer is ready, just for you to get the stamp, and it is done. Please be fast. Send it to the same name and address and send the info. I have to answer my call now. Why would you have to type that?
Really? Like the person
I gotta
waiting.
Take a piss now.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
All right, I got one in the chamber. I gotta go.
the turtle's head is popping out. Yeah. I'll be right back.
I'm brown capping. I'll be right back.
Please hum a ditty while I take a deuce.
I was up in Boston one time.
Hum a ditty while I take a duty.
The band was playing up in Boston one time. We're in my van with Billy Brady, my drummer, and Opie and Anthony were doing a signing at this place called Newberry Comics, and we were driving there, and Bill goes, hope they got a bathroom. I'm going to need it in a little while. I go, you don't want to be brown capping at a time like this. I was swerved into a pole. I was laughing so hard.
I've never heard that before.
Some things just stick.
Like to your shorts.
As it were. I have to answer my call now. Jennifer Green is calling me. She's at the bank waiting room. The bank waiting room.
The bank waiting room.
I didn't know they had one of those.
I will be waiting. Regards, Barrister Morris.
Well, you have a room now.
Yeah, I know. It's like, well, she's calling me. I don't need a play-by-play of what you're doing. I just sneezed. Yeah. There's a bird at the window. I mean, shut up, buddy. Do you know how to write an email?
This is a letter, an email from Jennifer to Anne. It is true. I asked the manager when he told me. He confirmed it. I do not know what to do. I am crying too, Mummy. It is not a scam. Please believe me. My dad is very sick. I am crying here at the bank. And then and then this is from...
You're getting tears all over the check.
It's shit money. Now it's diarrhea money. It's runny.
look at all these the tears all over the deposit slips. You'll have to leave.
Tom says, wonderful. We went from AJ to shit stories. Yeah. Well, funny. And back again.
Oh, where's my little sound effects?
Oh, no. We gave him fart stories for this. Oh, there we go.
There it was. A little brown cap noise for you.
Oh, no, that's way past brown cap. You blew the cap there.
This is from Morris to Ann. My job is to make sure that your funds is transferred, or not use the proper verb tense. Please follow my advice. This is the stamp fees. I did explain to Lady Jennifer, and she herself confirmed. Please, I am a plain person.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought he was a barrister. My word is my bond. My bound. My word is my my word is my bound.
My word is my bound.
You know what he meant.
Yeah,
regards, And then again, this is from Barrister to Anne. I am your lawyer, and nothing like that is will happen.
Okay.
I give you my word. Just the stamp fees and the funds is out of UK to Japan. And then again, from Morris to Anne. The funds transfer can be done. Here has a limit. This is the limit of 1 million Japanese yen equivalent. If you have the 10% of it, which is 100,000 Japanese yen, please send it to Mr. David Moore. Then I can rush to the bank, and the bank will make the first transfer today. Really? Did they promise you that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they told you. They're sitting there waiting. The wire room is waiting.
I do not lie. I have no time for shitty words, yet I do have time for shitty sentences. a lot of shit.
For shitty words.
All right, maybe that's what we should call it. I have no time for shitty words. Regards, Morris Reeve. Again to Anne. Please, I am not a scammer. It is 1 million Japanese yen. They can do the transfer. If you have 700,000, I will try to assist you with 300,000. Please do not be angry, as I know how you feel. Do you?
Yeah.
If you can send it today, please ask Jennifer to meet me at the bank. Again to Morris Marive, from Morris Marive. Mm-hmm. If you can send 60,000 Japanese yen tomorrow morning, then I can complete. Please reply urgently for me to arrange it today. Listen, they just want anything at this point.
Yeah, it's like really a total moving target.
This really weakens your negotiating, by the way, when you're just going this
yeah,
low.
Really. It's like, you know, if you act right now, they're having cut price sales on fees at the bank.
I have finished arrangement with the bank. You can send the fees, 50,000 Japanese yen, tomorrow morning. Confirm it and reply back to me now.
Wow, I arranged it with the bank. Because they lower their fees and their prices because you negotiated. Come on.
You have the name and address. Please send the 50,000 yen to David Moore, Akragana, tomorrow morning. Regards, Barrister Morris. Again, he writes, kindly take note that your funds is in progress. They have asked you to resend your full bank details to avoid any mistake. You have also got to know that the stamp duty for 1 million yen is different, and they have told me that you will pay 40,000 yen for stamp duty. I am waiting. The bank is in process.
Goes down 10 grand a paragraph.
I know, really.
She keeps on holding out. He's going to send her money.
Well, you know, that's not a tremendous amount of money in dollars. I just looked and it calculates 50,000 yen is $455.
Yeah, but if you're broke.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But the thing is, they're worrying 50,000, but he's cutting it.
Right. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
He continues, please, respect yourself.
Who's Madonna's writing now?
Yeah.
I don't have time for shitty words.
Yeah.
Or shitty songs.
Like a bank fee.
Whee! Sent for the 51st time.
Like a bat. And you see the whole gang's up there. You know, idiot Melvin Santos.
No, they're all dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to cost you more than a dime.
They're all lifting Anne up, swirling her around. It's a whole dance scene.
I like the little North Korean missile flies over her stupid head.
Living in a scammer world. Some scam me, some lie.
You never said you could sing.
I never did.
No, but yet we attempt all of us every week. Only Pip can sing in this group. Please respect yourself. Put that away.
It's like if you respected yourself, you wouldn't be talking to me right now.
Before I charge you for insult on me. There's an insult on me fee.
Well, you know what?
Joe, you owe me millions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a foot race.
Most certainly, I saw you perking up. You didn't have a chance.
And I looked at you and like, oop, dude. Go.
It took too long.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yep, he who hesitates.
Masturbates.
What? Coffee all over the console.
That's all right. So did she earlier. In the first segment, she almost coffeed my place.
It was really a spitting up moment. Well, when you took a long time to answer the door earlier, I was thinking, you know, I was going to say to you, you know, what, did you need time to finish? And I realized your daughter is right there. So I stifled, but it was close.
Stifling.
Just text me if I don't answer.
That's okay.
I charge you for insult on me. I keep my words. I am not a liar. The money with me is not complete. The Yorkshire, that's a bank, needs about 100,000 yen. And all I have is 60,000 yen. We need 40,000 yen more. I cannot send bank fees. So please, watch your lousy mouth. By the way, your is spelled U-R.
Oh, boy. Yeah, because, you know, when they go to that lawyer in school, they learn all the big words.
But it is the
fact. Lawyer in school. You see it passed by.
Lawyer in school. Misspelled, no G at the end.
Yeah,
just an N and an apostrophe.
I'm going to be a lawyer, Uncle Jed. Why, Jethro, they got that lawyer in school in
town.
But
it is defense. In Morris's defense, he's a plain man.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
And he writes again. I am not a scammer. I do my duty for you. Oh, that's a good boy. For you, and to make your funds legal for transfer to your bank account. If you want me to pay the fees, let me know, and I will draft an agreement letter which you will sign. Your funds is on progress.
Sure they are.
You heard me.
Yes.
Damn right. Damn right.
That was almost in English. I think I understood.
Don't make me say it again.
I won't, but I will. Your funds is on progress to be transferred, and the bank is going to transfer all your funds out of their bank today. I'm here fighting for your cause. I'm here fighting for your case, and you insult me always. Be warned.
No.
I'm warned. Oh, I thought you meant me.
Dear Mrs. Ann Jackson, I am just coming from the bank now, and there is a little problem with your Asian tax clearance.
Asian tax clearance?
Sounds a little discriminatory.
Please.
This is the only people who can stop your funds from not entering into your bank account in Japan. The Asian tax clearance is a must-obtain clearance to protect your funds, not to be stopped by the Japan government or any Asian body. The fees is 70,000 Japanese yen, and it's for 1 year. Try to get the fees and send it urgently. After they have cleared the Asian tax, then your bank will call you immediately that the funds has been deposited into your bank account. Thanks, Barrister Morris. But wait, there's more. Again, from him to her. Please do not call me that. I don't know what she, but I can only imagine. She's got away with words. Her filthy little mouth.
I love her filthy little mouth. Complimentary.
No.
I know. Wait a minute, say that again. I love her filthy little mouth.
Please do not call me that. I have secured all documents, and the bank has signed to release your total amount since last 2 years.
Please do not call me. Yeah, you know what she says.
I guess we haven't gotten into the volleys of fuck you, no, fuck you.
You were doing this so long, you wouldn't go, I wonder what she was talking about. We damn well know. Please don't talk to me like that.
Well, he's still trying to pretend to be an attorney, and an attorney wouldn't be like, yes, and fuckest thou, you know, I mean.
Fuckest thou. Although, in his defense, I've been cursed out by attorneys, too.
You have.
So they don't always act eternally.
Oh, no, I know they don't.
So this is why you will pay the sum of 70,000 Japanese yen. I'm so sorry not to ask very well, but now I am 100% sure that the total funds will be released by tomorrow once the fees are paid. I'll be there with Jennifer.
Wow.
I have listened to you, and I have 10,000 to help so that the funds can come out. I really understand your plight. I'll be waiting for the payment details so that the funds will be transferred tomorrow. This is not my fault this time? He's asking a question.
Wait, what? You're not blaming me? This is like battered husband syndrome. Yeah, he's so used to it. What?
I received the sum of 41,000 yen. Mr. Eric was shot this morning, and he has been rushed to the hospital in Singapore.
What?
It's a very dangerous scamming.
It really is. Everybody gets hurt.
I need 20,000 yen to complete the fees and proceed to the telex department.
Oh, my God.
What's
really?
What's the telex department?
Telex was an old way to send, I think, funds or transmissions or something like that.
Yeah. It's.
I go to Meineke.
I think it's pre-fax machine?
Yeah, something like that. Because basically, I remember my mom's stationery from the law office. They would have the number. Before fax machine, they would have the telex number.
It's a telex, yeah.
Please do your best. I already informed Mr. Miller. Then he goes on another. There's a lot of emails from him to her. I do not know what you are thinking about me, but I know I am giving you my words.
Thank you.
That as soon as the 70,000 Japanese yen is completed, the funds will be in your bank account this week, surely. Eric is in critical situation now, and he needs proper medical care. I've sent mail to Mr. Brown. And another email to her. The whole money with me now is 60,000 yen. I do not have any money to complete it. I told James yesterday, please send 10,000 yen to complete. So she's sending money. She is sending money.
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm gathering.
Yeah.
The bank was completing all document work in your name. Now they say you've gotten the affidavit of oath in your name.
Of oath?
Yeah, sometimes it's found in yellow spandex.
That's a callback, everyone.
Yes, it is.
I thought a damn fine one, Joe.
It's great.
I'm just saying.
That was still. Holy fuck. That is was still a Mr. Jimmy Jones name, so I have to fight to change it. That was why I have not replied to your email. The fees for the affidavit of oat is 650. Not a typo, kids.
Quaker oat.
Yes.
I was just saying, there's a little Quaker guy in there.
Yeah.
It's $650. I have no money. Thanks, Barrister Morris. I have not received the $300 from Jennifer. Please kindly respond back to me urgently, so I can now so I can know what to do. Go fuck yourself. That's what you should do. Again, I will never lie to you. News has just reached me now that Jennifer Green was hospitalized at the hospital yesterday morning. That's usually when one gets hospitalized. You don't get hospitalized at the pound.
No.
She got an accident when going to Western Union. I am not a liar, and I think I've had enough of your insult. I am trying to teach her father. I am trying to reach her father now. He's probably sitting right next to you, stupid.
Really?
Dear Mummy Rika. Oops.
What?
Dear Mummy Ann.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Oh, fuck it. I'm not going to edit it out because I don't care. I'm writing you this mail from the hospital. I am very weak, spelled the way you would the months of the year and the weeks of the year.
I'm very Monday. You know how that is.
It's just another manic Monday.
That'll give me some pills. I'm going to be Wednesday in no time.
I bet she was Wednesday. Adam's family.
Okay. Wednesday, yes.
Oh, yes.
I am very weak, and I got news from my dad that you will help me, and next time you say you cannot help me, please, Mommy, I need your help. The funds are there, and I have witnessed it. How do you witness the funds?
I know.
I don't know. You look at the cash, what?
Maybe she was in a vault.
I'll tell you this much, though. I'm very happy I got you as a mom. Please help me. Yours sincerely, daughter Jennifer. And then this is from Jennifer to her. I will try to do it fast. So that's the email. The mummy, the funds will go straight to your bank account. Japan government will never stop the funds. Please send the $430 to Mr. David tomorrow, please, in the morning. Your daughter, Jennifer. And this is from Morris to Ann. Yorkshire Bank has wired the funds into your bank account. It will take about 72 hours to be processed. And this is from Jennifer to Ann. The funds will take 72 hours to get to Japan. They're taking this long way around.
Yeah, really.
My dad said you will send some money to me. I need medicines. Please help. Please, Mommy, help me.
Medicines.
Dear Mummy Ann, please change the name to David Moore Akragana. Mrs. Ivan Yaboa is on leave. Yours, daughter, Jen. Apparently some other
scam. Ivan Yaboa, that's a cool name. That's a cool name.
No, it's Ivan Yaboa.
That's still a cool name.
All right, this is again from Morris to Ann. The bank has asked me to report with the Federal International Tax Bureau certificate.
Okay.
That will cover the funds in Japan. They are asking for $1,250 to get it done there in Japan statement. Please call me now. I do not have that amount.
Oh, boy. Yeah, really. The worst. Mommy, you didn't know that ahead of time?
Mommy Ann, I am not a scammer. Please do not call me this word.
Oh.
Well, she's got plenty of others.
Not short on words.
Ask the other guy.
I've gone to meet my friend's father here in UK, and I explained to him. So he went with me this morning to the bank, and they said if they do the transfer without the tax clearance for Japan, that the funds will be blocked there, and you will find it difficult to clear out the funds. I begged Mr. Roland, that's a name, my friend's dad, and he promised to give me £500, which is what I look like on American Greed.
No, you don't.
I will help you.
Really? Did you see it?
I saw
really,
what
Richard
I looked.
Simmons, settle down.
I saw what I looked like. I didn't want to throw stones at him.
I was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And now look at you.
Yeah.
I will help you with it. You are my only hope. Please save me. Settle down, Obi-Wan. You are sincerely daughter Jennifer. And then this is in all cap locks, and this is from Mr. Eric.
Uh-oh.
Maybe just got shot. I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah, really. He can't use lowercase, so he must be injured.
Yes. Mrs. Ann Jackson, the UN is reading all your articles. They are trying to see if you work with them in the future. Your funds will be transferred. It is just for you to obtain the Federal International Tax Bureau, which is $1,250. I have been assigned to move to England tomorrow noon. You are very lucky.
I've been assigned. Back your shit and leave.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Out.
What am I doing? Tomorrow.
Out.
You are very lucky and will make sure that the funds are transferred. James will also leave for Thailand, Bangkok tomorrow from Afghanistan. I thought he was in the Bahamas.
Afghanistan to Bahamas? What's the difference?
I can't keep track of the little stickers on their suitcases.
I have to call the lawyer to come to my office tomorrow noon. But you're leaving tomorrow noon. How can you call the lawyer tomorrow? What the fuck?
I know.
The airport.
Yeah.
I am waiting for your confirmations of your full banking details. Sorry for my late response to your mails. Regards, Mr. Eric. And this is from Barrister Morris to Anne. I have never kept silence to the beginning of this transaction. Please take note of that and stop the insult the way you insult me, because I can charge you for that at the court of law. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
It would look like the deficit clock here.
It'd be broke after 20 minutes of show. We'd have like 3 mortgages on the house.
Oh, my God.
No, we can afford to do this show.
And if they got, imagine doing Anthony's fucking show.
Oh my God. Man.
They don't have that type of money.
No.
No.
Your funds has been held in Australia this morning. They sent you an email only for you to pretend as if you do not see it. Please contact the EU in Australia.
Wait a second. Hold the phone.
It's in Australia now.
Yeah, I know, but it's like only for you to pretend like you didn't see it.
Yeah, like the whole thing's been real.
I think, funny. I think he's saying that you saw it, but you're pretending you didn't.
You're blocking it out like, I don't see anything about it. I need to send more money now to Australia. Why is her money moving if they can't clear it and move it? It's no. Well, but it doesn't have trouble. It can't get out of the bank, but it doesn't have trouble going to another country. Why?
Now, this is from Euro Monitor Committee Union, and the email address is Euro Union Committee Unions at Europe.com.
Oh, a lot of euros.
This is dated Monday, June 24th, 2013. And it's supposed to be like a document. It says Tax Force of Eld.
Okay.
What? You heard me. Fund 743, 2600 Australia. The address is 18 Arcana Street, Yarralumla, account Australia. Attention, Mrs. Ann Jackson. Our reason of sending you this message is to alert you of your funds being held here in Australia. You're required to contact us in the next 48 hours so that we can verify the funds and then release it to you by Western Union money transfer. I'll tell you one thing. I am never traveling the way my funds do. I will never get to where I want to go.
They're seeing really. The world, though.
They certainly do. This transfer will be made. We've heard this before. This transfer will be made bit by bit.
Bitcoin by Bitcoin?
Bitcoin by Bitcoin. I should probably talk about that for a minute, too. So you have to know that the Euro tax fees will be paid, and it's only the fees you have to send to Australia, before your funds will be transferred through Western Union each and every day. The fees for the Western Union and EU is €2,500. Your funds has been estimated as €800,000. We await your prompt response.
Wait, now why would the money be transferred bit by bit?
Because they could probably assign a fee as they go.
Oh, so each time there's a fee?
You know, so think about it. If they transfer the whole ball of wax, okay, now they got to, now what do they do? You know, if it's bit by bit, every step, maybe they'll go two transfers and there's another fee.
Transfers,
there's another fee, so they get, more opportunity to rake her over the coals.
Wow.
Subject. I'm going to take actions. Mr. Davin!
Oh, one.
I've been very busy, so it took
me
some time to look for the evidence and collect them all. I made a big file and I'm going to send it out to everywhere. Subject: return the fucking money to the victims. That'll get their attention.
I still go back to you. Don't have to talk to me like that.
Don't insult me. I'm going to charge you for your insult.
Like that. Oh my God. We're going to charge you by the insult.
Mr. Davin
O2
is a witness, because I did not hide anything. Those mails are sent by all of you, scammers. You cheat on my money and held my money. You choke them and make my life useless. This is me who is going to fight for the truth. I will send all the info out and you will have nowhere to go. You cheat on my money and other victims' money. This is fucking scam and fraud. You lie to me saying you could bring the money back to the victims. Victim P paid $90,000. Oh my God.
Whoa.
And I paid at least $80,000. I think doesn't understand commas. I hope so anyway. I never get fucking Penny back. And I liked her. She was a hot piece of ass.
Yeah, I know. Oh dear. Where did Penny go?
She's with Inspector Gadgets. I never get any fucking Penny back. This is the true scam cases. You will deserve the punishment. James H. Miller, you will go to jail very soon.
No waiting.
I will swear it to you to let you get arrested. And Brown Cotton, too. All of you will get arrested. Fuck you, assholes.
Oh, fuck you. There you go. Number one.
You cheat on my money. $20,000. Shame on you. You demand to leave U.S. Army. Why do I need to pay for it? Parker Green is a fucking scammer. Shame on you. You are online. You are hiding. Soldiers have no time to be online. She's starting to understand this.
Yeah.
You are assholes. All of you.
All the soldiers. Assholes.
Jennifer got hit again? She got hit by cars many times.
That's fucking priceless.
That's great.
She's got a moment of clarity. This is the most moment of clarity. The biggest.
It's what I'm saying to her is finally starting to sink.
She started seeing.
Jennifer got hit again?
She's telling the scammers, up your game.
Yes.
Which she's never really done before. She just installed. She's chiding them the way I do with my scammers.
Yeah, it's like, that's the best you got.
Come on. I'm going to bring my game. You bring your game.
Yeah, can't you do something better than getting hit by a car?
Jennifer got hit again. That's fucking priceless.
I know. That's so great.
You want to call it that?
Jennifer got hit again? Yes.
Jennifer got hit again. She got hit by cars many times. It is scam. Scam. Criminal. Mr. Davin.
Oh, three.
Trace.
I sent mail report to Melvin Santos. I have no idea if he will reply to me. And here we go. She lost the fucking, she lost the story.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she shows me an email from September 17, 2014, mail to mailings at unfoundation.org. We've covered this before. Mm-hmm. United Nations Foundations. So this is what... This is who she sent it to.
Okay.
To whom it may concern. UN Secretary Melvin Santos scammed me money. This is Ann Jackson. This is, she gives her real name, going by the name of Ann Jackson, fighting against international scam. UN Secretary Melvin Santos sent me mail saying he would grant funds to me because I am a big victim. Got hit by international scam as well as a murder case. Kindly read the blog I post. They got time. There's some mail sent by Melvin Santos. I did pay the money, and I never get any money back. This is scam. Then she attaches the link to her thing, to her blog. Excuse me. Here is the link I made because it is true scam, and they scam me totally out of $100,000. She sends a YouTube link.
Okay.
Please kindly do justice for the victims and arrest the scammers. Thank you for your very, very kind attention. Then she sends to UN.org, international scam, to who it may concern. She again gives her real name, going by Ann Jackson. So she says, she gives a lot of the same information. Then she goes, I am a big victim, and this is why I'm here fighting for this true scam. I got scammed, and I lost $100,000. UN Secretary Melvin Santos promised me to arrest the scammers, but the truth is that he also scammed me out of $4,500. This is why I want to report him. Please see the true scam case of this video. And his mail's from my blog, sends some links. He works with Interpol, Eric Bohr, and IC3 Brown Cotton to scam me money. Please please kindly contact me as soon as possible. They are your kind attention. She doesn't understand.
She doesn't get it.
Not all of it.
No.
So
she did crystal clear.
Yeah, for a moment.
Yeah. I think that's a good place to stop.
Oh,
so what do you guys think?
I mean, she had it so crystal clear.
Yeah.
Down to the fact, like, how many times is Jennifer going to get hit by a truck?
No, that's so great. I mean,
it's
that
hysterical.
Was
hysterical. It's stuff like we say. You know, and the amazing thing
you're saying.
You would think she was sitting at the other mic saying
right.
that stuff.
Well,
and
we,
it's her. You
we
know?
Sit here yelling at the, well, you know, yelling at Davin, basically. But
yes.
Yelling at Davin as a placeholder for Anne, going, come on, why don't you get this? Why are you doing this? And for a moment, she's like, it's like she answered back.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
She got hit again. And
she was just missing her, really.
And then gone. Yeah. And then gone. Well, we had three Mr. Davins. We had no idiots. Surprising.
No.
And we had one fuck you. And so Tom came the closest with 2-0-1.
All right.
Tom, you're the big winner.
Yay.
Good for you, Tom.
All yeah.
Right. So we covered a lot. I should say, people, this Craig Grant Bitcoin scheme that was brought to my attention. I'm getting more and more emails of like people saying this is a scam and like trying to provide more information.
Really?
But I keep on telling them, I go, they like want me to publish it because they've learned from what the stuff I've published about Avalos.
And, right.
But they don't show me evidence. They're like, well, he's paid. Like somebody said, he's getting paid by them. I'm like, well, if he is getting paid by the company he claims to, then you need to. Then I need to see proof of that, and he needs to have a disclaimer.
Right,
he's getting paid to send people to that.
But you can't just like
Bitcoin. That's
do
the
company. You can't do anything with speculation.
BitConnect. So. BitConnect is the company. Bitcoin is the euro is the cryptocurrency.
Okay.
So I'm still getting stuff about that, but I just can't publish stuff willy nilly.
No, because then I mean, no. The whole point is that you've always gone with things that you could actually authenticate in some way. It's like we're not into publishing rumors.
No.
No.
Just spreading them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So next week, Russ will be sitting in. Pip will be out next week.
Sorry, kids.
So there won't be any Ann Jackson next week.
No.
So we'll have Russ. Russ might have a new game for us.
Okay. Oh, that sounds interesting.
I got to talk to Russ. So Russ will be sitting in. Always a good time when Russ is here. But now promote his company. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Davin's then production owner, Davin. Roundabout way to get there, but that's who it is. And the next comedy show coming up is...
You should know this. You ask me every week. Write it down, stupid. October 27th.
October 27th. Who's going to be in the show?
Mike Morris is headlining.
Mike Morris. All right. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. You need a comic, give us a call. Sidesplitting Productions. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094. Hey, before we get out of here, I was reading this. Remember we talked about a couple months ago where Kathy Griffin did a little ha-ha holding up a fake severed Donald Trump's head? And we discussed it.
It looked all bloody and whatever.
So it seems like from that, her career is like really gone in the shitter. She's like lost millions of dollars, can't get work.
Wow.
Her relationship with Anderson Cooper...
Wasn't really great.
It's been ruined since then.
Well, he did say that on Watch What Happens Live that he still consider her a friend.
Right, but
he didn't really back her up.
But she responded that she does. She responded to him that she doesn't consider him a friend. So I was thinking about this, and I don't think either. I think we all kind of agreed. Well, we didn't really think it was funny. It was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But she has a right to do it.
Right.
I think we all agreed on that. But I think it's really shitty that her career might be over.
Yeah.
That we're holding, like, once again, we're holding a comedian to a higher standard than our politicians. I mean, the president says awful things all the time. I mean, he's never held a severed head, thank goodness.
Well, that's the thing.
No, but he did have somebody at some of his signings, a politician who was advocating somebody assassinate Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he didn't, Donald Trump didn't distance himself from that. My point is, listen, I don't think her career should be, I think it's really foolish for her career to be ruined over a joke. It didn't land. It wasn't particularly good. But really, I mean, is she an awful person? Is she a murderess? Has she raped anybody? Is she injecting children with heroin? People need to fuck her. If you never found her funny, then don't go out and support her now.
Right.
I'm not saying that now.
Let's back up about that third one.
Inject children with heroin?
Yeah. Oh, no. Maybe not. No. Okay.
Only while forcing them to do a split. But, I mean, if you were a fan of hers, does this really end? I mean, does it have to end?
I don't think that should be an entire career killer.
If you're a fan of hers, I don't think it's the fans that are
but it has been. She's getting backlash. I mean, places won't hire. I mean, if there were so many people that wanted to see her, she probably lost fans over it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but I mean,
I don't think a grand majority of her fans
would have been pro Trump, you know, or that offended, because she really is kind of out there, you know, and she does.
Yeah, but before that, she was. Yeah, but she was known, I think, as making fun of celebrities.
Yeah,
and being very.
But she attracts a very. You see, this is the interesting thing. She attracts a very liberal base. So I don't know where that would, you know, from that the liberal end, they would. I don't think how
but
it would
I
hurt
think
her.
I think there were. I think there was conservatives that enjoyed her making fun of celebrities. I didn't look at her as. I mean, I know she was very pro gay, but I didn't really look at her. A lot of people are pro gay. I didn't really look at her as a liberal comic. I just looked at her as like, oh, she's the next Joan Rivers.
I never looked at her like that either. Actually, I was a fan of hers.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's funny. A lot of people always like to shit on her. I think she's very good at what she does.
Yeah. I think she's funny.
I don't know. It just seems kind of shitty that one. Again, you know, and we saw this with the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah. They really
like, ended. It ended their career. It's like, really? Is that what we... I mean, what are these people doing that's so bad? Now, what Kathy Griffin did was probably worse than what the Dixie Chicks did.
Yeah. They just spoke their mind, and she did something like, you know, oh, look, his head's cut off.
Right.
I did not think it was a brilliant move. It's not something I would have done.
I don't think anybody thought it was a brilliant move.
No. But I can't believe it's a career ender. The Dixie Chicks are not as nearly as popular, but they're still, you know, making music.
The Dixie Chicks have been, you know, making headway back. I mean, they're not going to have the stardom that they had.
They were superstars.
Yeah. They were. Well,
Now they're opening for Sexy Susan. It's been a fall.
Wow.
Keep up with us.
Yeah. See him at Mexicali Blues.
Yeah. But, you know, with Kathy, the attention span the country has, you know, I think in about another year or so, she'll start to get a career back on the
Well, she did say that the apology was a big mistake. And that's kind of what we harped on, that apology was
She awful. Made a bad situation worse. Look, I was, you know, I was saying if you're gonna do something, you know, and you have that amount of conviction.
Yeah.
You know, stand by it, you know. And when she did the apology, she screwed up because she made herself the victim.
And she even admitted that.
Yeah.
She apologized for the apology.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that was a bad move.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all agreed that was
pretty brutal to watch, you know.
I don't know. It's just kind of sad. You know, everybody, usually we like to see a comeback story in this country. We like to tear people down. Kathy Griffin's been torn down.
Yeah.
You know, you would like to see at some point that she gets back up.
People come back from much worse things than
but
that.
But sometimes they don't. It's a different country now.
I know.
You can beat your wife, but you can't like make fun of a politician.
Excellent.
Depending on
the
side.
Yeah.
But it's okay if you kill dogs, you do drugs, you beat your spouse. That's all fine. We'll forgive you for that. But God forbid you make fun of lefty du jour or righty du jour. It's over.
The government will come and ask for your information.
Yeah, I mean, it's just people got to fucking relax.
Yeah, that's not going to happen for a while.
No, it's not.
But on a positive note,
yes,
I think that our listeners should listen to Mr. Hillock's show on HudsonRiverRadio.com. And you can listen to
I'm so
to him
tempted
streaming.
To just play the closing out music right now, Joe. I can't fucking tell you.
You should listen to his show streaming from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday on HudsonRiverRadio.com. It's a great show. He's funny. Give him a listen.
Joseph?
I'm going to be at McGuire's on Thursday.
Go see Joe.
Go see me.
Go see Joe.
Listen to Mr. Yelix. And go see Joe.
We didn't like the way you did that.
You can do both. Why not?
We don't have time.
Why not?
You know what you did.
I mean,
couldn't you just hold up his severed head?
some days. No.
I'm sure. We've all been there. Not angry at our own spouses, angry at Mr. Hillock. Yeah, it's just a little bit of a drive to cut off his head.
Poor Mr. Hillock.
And where do you take his head? It's bleeding all over the place.
Well,
the good thing about the Hillock's household is you could cut off his head and it's easy to find. It's on the one piece clear floor space.
That's what I cleared that spot for.
you gotta get some people in to move some shit around.
Yeah, I don't want to be on
the
TV
show.
You're
going to die in an avalanche of cat and crap. Or cat crap.
It's happened. No, I'm kidding.
You know, Joe, you know you're going to get the text, Pip can't make it in. She's underneath a blender right now in the bedroom. I don't know why the blender's in the bedroom. It's her house. Don't ask me.
Yeah, she's under an ottoman.
Yes. You said that's like a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
The blender's
thing.
In the bedroom.
That's
Come
not,
on.
That's not that right. This has been a show. Pip, we wish you good luck next week in your doctor visit.
Thank you.
Well, we get you back in 2 weeks?
Yeah,
I think we get you back on the 12th. I think that's your one appearance back.
Before the scat. I have pre-op testing and then back and then surgery.
Yeah, so
and
we
then bye.
Got to find somebody to fill in on the 19th. Joe will get back to me on that.
Yes.
And then we're going to be off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So in 2 weeks, it's going to be the last time you get Hillock for a while.
Mm. Sorry.
Enjoy that.
You'll get it in concentrated doses, so enjoy.
Yes. So maybe in 2 weeks we'll allow more than we are allowing now.
You guys are so brutal.
We want you to leave depressed. And can't be Joe leaving depressed every week.
I have to take my shots, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I live here depressed, so it's all fucking fine.
Happy, joy.
Exactly. So next week, Sensei Russ comes in. Thank you guys for listening wherever you are. If you're listening live, we appreciate that. If you're listening on replay somewhere, or if you're listening on the podcast, we appreciate that. If you watch us on American Greed, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
If you saw Joe and I on Anthony's show, thank you. Double thank you if you didn't write hurtful things. if you watched American Greed, thank you. Lots of people to thank. But we're out of here. So if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.